Every Thursday morning, we have Talk of the Town with Youngstown's Mayor, Mayor Jamel Tito Brown. Good morning, Mayor Brown.
Good morning, Lovetta. How are you?
I'm doing good this morning. How you doing?
Good. I'm doing well. Doing well.
That is so good to hear that you're doing well. I'm doing well. Both of us still, you know, COVID-free, thank God. I do know that not a lot of other people are COVID-free. The numbers are spiking, and I feel like we might need to have a little heart-to-heart before you send us all back in the house. You and Governor DeWine, before you send us back in the house, I want a good stern talking to. Let's talk about it. What are the numbers looking like? What are you looking to do?
Well, the numbers are on the rise. That's a fact. There's no sugarcoating. The numbers on the rise. You know, one of the things that we're realizing is that is across the state they're on the rise, but across the nation. Just a real quick fact: I was scheduled to be in Austin, Texas, this week for the U.S. Conference of Mayors, but because Austin, Texas was such a hotbed with cases, they canceled the conference. So. Wow. They wouldn't. Our sponsors backed out, and then they say, you know what, we've got to cancel the conference, and that's when I knew that things are really getting, you know, really tough and really bad. But even here locally, you know, one of the things we're seeing numbers of people who are vaccinated are getting COVID, but then the unvaccinated, they represent about 90% of those who are being hospitalized. That's the trigger right there. I think when we were first getting into this, not necessarily the number of cases, it's the number of hospitalizations that they watch, and our numbers are going up, and individuals need to really take more caution. You know, it's not, you know, let your hands down. You need to put your guard back up. You know, I would truly say, you know, like I did a mandatory mask in all city-owned buildings. You know, I wear my mask. Now I'm back in practice. When I get out and I'm in public spaces of grocery stores or, you know, places I'm just not familiar who's in there.
Right.
I'm wearing my mask.
This is the new who all over there, you know, when you're kind of trying to go somewhere. I think I had like maybe a week or two without the mask. And then I was like, yeah, no, I don't like the way this feels. I don't like what's going on. Let me put it back on. But let's clarify something for people who may not understand. Yes, people who are vaccinated can still get the virus. However, it's not as severe. Like I was telling a friend, I know people with corona right now. Some are vaccinated, some are not. Those who are vaccinated are at home just treating it like you would a cold or a flu. And those who are not vaccinated are in the hospital or, you know, a little bit more severe symptoms. So I feel like that needs to be cleared up for the public as well. You can still get it. That's why we want everyone to still wear their mask. I get, you know, you're tired of it. You want people to see your face, but it's better for the health of you and those around you if you just put a mask on before we have to be put on punishment.
Yeah, and that, you're right, Lovetta. You know, the majority of the individuals who are, you know, have COVID are unvaccinated, but there are some who are vaccinated.
Right.
And I know some as well, and I ask, you know, how do you feel? I just feel like I got a bad cold, or I feel a little tickle in my throat, you know. So they're not ready to talk about, I need to go to the hospital because I can't breathe.
Right.
It's going to get, you know, it attacks your system, but your system can fight it off right now. And that's the good thing.
Right.
Your system can fight it off. When we didn't have the vaccination, your system couldn't fight it off because it didn't know what it was.
Right.
Now it recognizes what COVID is and knows how to fight it off. Some people, you know, it's a 2 or 3 days, some is 4 days, and some are, again, have no symptoms. They just don't feel, you feel a little sluggish. And you know, I know one individual, when they took a test because they weren't feeling well, and it's like, there, you're COVID positive, and they're vaccinated. They said, oh, you know what, I just feel a little sluggish. So it's all across the spectrum, but they're not going to the hospital and being put on ventilators or dying.
Right. And that's what we need to be most concerned about and most concerned with preventing. I know you don't want to drop the hammer on us, but we can't say we weren't told ahead of time.
Yeah, you know, one of the things you're going to see the progression, you know, and the progression is going to happen as the cases get a certain way, or, you know, there'll become more restrictions. And we don't want to get back to the days of restrictions. We want to kind of keep things going as normal as possible, but we all got to do our part.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, any parting words for the citizens of Youngstown before I let you go?
You know, I always say, just make sure you know, wash your hands, you know, wear your mask, and keep your safe distance as much as you can. Mm-hmm. And large gatherings are one of those things to say, let's not do those. I know we're coming up on Labor Day weekend, mm-hmm. and we want to get with our family. Let's try. You know, mm-hmm. let's just try as much as possible mm-hmm. To really not have large gatherings.
Right.
Where, you know, I mean, in your circle, you know who's vaccinated, but mm-hmm. they might have been outside the circle with somebody right. who's unvaccinated.
Everybody's so. Outside of the circle. Also, yeah. if you're gonna try and have a little soiree, please do so outside.
Yeah,
you better off taking your chances when it's fresh air outside and the wind can blow away a cough. You're better yeah. off outside.
Absolutely.
I thank you so much for being on with me this morning, Mr. Mayor. I appreciate it. Thank you.
You have a great day.
Thank you all for joining us for Talk of the Town with Mayor Brown. And be sure to join us in our next episode.